Somebody in the middle of the meeting, he realized he didn't daven, and coming late in the day, he may miss his minyan, miss his matzvida. So he replied to the master, so he shouldn't lose his tefila. And even so, we don't say that tefila is a hefsek. You know, so we want to say that right now he's mechuyav to his tefila because he won't daven now lose his tefila. So the fact that he's mechuyav to the oisik and something else is considered a hefsek, but the halacha lemaisa is not a hefsek. It's the middle of a meal, even if he left the room and went to shul and came back, also it's not a hefsek, because shinum mokim is not a hefsek in the middle of eating a meal, and the tefillah itself is also not a hefsek. Even if he didn't wash, not in the zaynus, then in the chanani, going to the shul would be a hefsek, not from the davening, but from, if he went to shul and came back, there's a machlokes if he needs to seal his yadayim, because he may not have washed over his hands when he was on his way there, that back and forth. So the mice says, since the machlokes, if a person had to go to shul in the middle of the meal, he comes back, he should wash without a brach. The person dozed off in the middle of the student, not considered hefsek, and he can be eating afterwards without another brach of the mice. But if he went to bed in the middle of the meal, then a hefsek, and now he has to make a brach again.